Morning, partners. I'll have some analysis. The word says, Rabban, Shnei Tami the Chachamim, Shayyashim be Irakas, Tutam the Chamu who live in one city, the Ain Naikan Zel Zeba Halacha, and they don't get along in learning, you know, they don't speak to each other, talk with each other. So, Meskanin Ba'at Malinoisai. It's like they are jealous or, you know, trying to kindle against the af, and therefore they bring up the af. In other words, it's obviously something which the Chazal are frowning upon, who don't talk with each other, don't learn together. And this is the Gemara in Saita, the Mem Testament Aleph. Where's the different musach over there? Where it says, Omer Rabbi Wadar Yivrechya, Shnei Tamid HaChachamim, they don't converse with each other in halacha. One is going to die, and one's going to go into galus. And it brings a pasuk. How do I learn from Josh from the pasuk? So I heard once from Matthew Sio, he said the following. Barash is voracious. We have the mice of Cain and Hevel. So what happened? So Cain went ahead, and he was a big, as I'm saying over as he said, it was a big machadish in halacha. What was his chiddish in halacha? Came over, they did. You should, the akata bring his carbon. So they didn't have any fire. Wasn't given the understood chap in itself. Hevel saw what Cain did. Hevel went and brought a carbon, a chashuv carbon. Cain brought a not chashuv carbon. Hevel went and brought a chashuv carbon. He was makadesh. Another thing is that when you bring a carbon, even if you bring it to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu has everything anyway. He doesn't need anything from you. So you do it, and when the Rambam brings down halacha, then was Karbana, he said, the person, when he gives the carbon, he should bring the best. We learn it from Hevel. Hevel brought the best. Boaz is saved Dover. So Cain killed Hevel, and Cain had to go to Golas. He said, they were Shnei Tavidah Chachamim, Hadorim Be'erachas, on the world. There are two Tavidah Chachamim in the world, and they each were Mechadesh, but they didn't talk to each other. They would have spoken to each other, they would have come to right away, say, you know, I have an idea, carbon. I have a better idea. Bring a good carbon. And I don't know, they would kill each other. I wonder what the world would have looked like. But Lamaisa was a side builder, one was killed. That's Mamash the Gemon. I'm seeing the Farshim saying over there, but it's like a push of a trap in the Gemon. Lamaisa, what was up with Zaycha here in the shul, the Mamash to have, not Shnei Tami Zachamim, but we have a large group of the Chamim who are together. And then that's what our rice is, really, you have all over the world. Who are learning same thing, they can discuss with each other, ask each other questions, talk, and learning with each other. Just going to give you a few, maybe Mara Makaimites, about Chabur learning together. So, first of all, there's a stipple brings down from Yosachai and Zonnefeld that the Pasuk says, Seon b'mishpat tibode, tipode, ishtoveh b'tztoko. He said that's Gematria, Talmud Babli, it's a Talmud Yushal. Okay, we'll sit down and figure it out. Trust that the slight word, no, I can't. The Arachayim HaKadosh. Arachayim HaKadosh of Parshat Tzavah. He brings B'Shem the Zaya that we had, you know, the four Goliaths when the middle of the fourth. So the three Goliaths were they got out of the three Goliaths because of Ram Yitzhak V'Yakud. But the fourth Goliath that we're in is going to be because of Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, Ulezeh, because of that, this Arech HaGolus, the Golus is taking a long time. He called Oy Chain Oyskan Betayim Vemitzis, as long as we're not going to be Oyskan and Torah and Mitzis properly, to Moshe's liking, Ein Moshe Chafetz Ligoil, Moshe doesn't want to redeem, Am Batlona Minatayra, a nation is battled from Atayra. So, Mela, we have to come to a level of Limud Atayra that satisfies Moshe Rabbeinu's requirement. And when he's happy with our learning, then he'll be able to bring the Gula. And there's a famous, I think it's a famous Tanit Ve'eliyahu says, "Acha kol." I'm not sure. It's a quote from it, pretty much a quote. "Acha kol ha'mitzukos," all the oppressions, like lives and the difficulties, "she Yisrael yizbalu," that Klal Yisrael save on the Golus. "Inker ha'geula rak mischus shalayim dem Torah v'chaburah." Not that he's not learned Torah. He don't Torah with a chaburah. That's okay. That's what he's called. Zelushan. This is the lashon of Tanur Eliyahu. She'ein Yisrael negalim. Loi mitaych tzar. I guess not because that's so much pain. Loi mitaych hashibud. Because they're mishubitz. I guess almost ailam. Loi mitaych teltel. Because they have to be running around from place to place. Loi mitaych atiru. Because they're being again oppressed and more than just oppressed. Loi mitaych adoyche. Not because it's difficult. Loi mitaych shel mazayin. Not because they ran out of food. Ten people that sit together. And the koil is heard. And then he brings the pasuk over there. So this is mamish, we're hoping the gula shall come. We need to bring the gula to come. So lemaisa, what brings the gula? 10. Baruch Hashem here in the shul, we have more than 3 times that, close to 4 times that. Of people learning every night, the koil. Sometimes they don't hear me in the shir sometimes because of the koil of the Beis Medrash is too loud. Baruch Hashem, Kein Yirbu, Yitakish B'Yizaita, to learn Torah B'Chabura, and Raisa, we know has, it's this growing leaps and bounds, has taken people, the interest is tremendous. It's a beautiful limud, the pace is a enjoyable pace. Shechapa right now, because in another few months we'd have to start Yivamis. So you want to start maybe with Tainitz and Chagig and Maikot and the Kabbalah. We all should be Zaycha to be able to learn Taka B'Chabura and to see Mashiach Meher B'Yamin. Sorry, I'm even now. I can't stay. What's the story?
Good morning. My name is Shlomi Simanowitz. First of all, Yashkev for the Rav, Yashkev to the Kehila, Yashkev for the Chabura for hosting this year, Yashkev to Ramati for giving this year and publishing Shurim every single day, publishing Raisa Allah every single week. As we look around, we see a Raisa is a group of people who take the Limud HaTorah very seriously. A Raisa is a worldwide Chabura of 35,000 people who don't just want to learn the Gemara. We want to learn the Gemara well and retain what we learn. And at Eraisa, our mission is to help you reach those goals. And we have a lot of resources for that. Just to quickly name a few, the Yalkut that you see around has Ma'amar Kaimis, daily Chazara questions. It has the tight words in the back, the Pirish Vishinantam. It writes the halacha that's written by Aramati, which takes the sugyas aliba the hilchasa in English in a very clear and concise fashion with the tremendous amount of Maamar Klamis in there. And the website has a lot of additional Maamar Klamis, many shiur, including the Rav shiur, shiur available in languages, but on all levels. And for those that don't have internet access, the shiur are available on our phone hotline. The Maamar Klamis are emailed every single day, including for those people. We have special ones for people that don't have internet access as well. All the Marma claimants are there as an attachment. Marma claimants can be sent by a WhatsApp. We signed some people up this morning on the for WhatsApp as well. There is a popular Rischa de Raisa WhatsApp chat with Eilam Kochs and Learning, Eilam Handels and Learning. And then our very beautiful resource of the Bechinas. The Bechinas is another very good resource for people that really want to take the Limud HaTorah to the next level. And of course, the biggest resource of all is the energy and the Koyach HaTzibur and the momentum of 35,000 people learning a Raisa together. And I encourage you all to take advantage of all the resources. Not every resource is for everyone, but there is a resource there for everyone. Go on the website, arais.org. If you don't have internet access, come over to me after. We'll sign you up for the email. take advantage of what's there. Just one more point. Iraisa and the Chabura, we're coming up on a monumental milestone. November 23rd, we had, we're B'ez Hashem having a Siyum on Seyed HaMoyed. We were renting a 8,000 person stadium. We're working, we're talking to Gedalim and Eretz Yisrael to come for the Siyum. We, along with the Gedalim from America, the Rishivas from America, it's going to be a true Kavod HaTorah and a big Chizuk HaTorah for all the thousands of people that attend. And we're here today to personally invite everyone to come. Be'ez Hashem, over the next few months, we'll be sharing details with Chabura pre-sales and Chabura seating. And look out for the information by email. And we'll be here afterwards if anyone has any comments, feedback, ideas. We're looking forward. Yasher Koyach, Ramati.
I know what your problem is.
I know
that's fine, but you want their picture bigger, right?
Yeah.
You can't assert your video because it's disabled by the host. Okay. Maybe you were doing something that, whatever. Is this still giving a share?
No,
oh, they haven't started yet. Okay, wait a minute.
So we're going to discuss, versus the Rav and the Tzibur, we're going to discuss the halachas of a person who during these months, during the summer months, someone who by mistake says, who mentions Geshem and Shmoneh Esrei, or Negea, especially these next coming weeks, before a person really gets used to the Nusach change. So we'll start with the Gemara. So the Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara brings from Rabbi Chanina. The Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Chanina. Hilkach b'maisa chama. During the summer months, starting from Musaf, or according to the minhag of some, by Mincha of the first day of Pesach until Musaf of Shmini Atzeres." So Chanina says, if a person says Mashiv Aruach, literally those words, just Mashiv Aruach, he mentions just Ruach. So if a person mentions Ruach, so in Machzir and Ashur, he doesn't repeat Shmini Atzeres. Because Ruach is something that you can mention all year round, even though we only mention it during the winter. But the Gemara said earlier on Gimel and Aleph that Ruach, really, if you want, you can mention it the whole year. So if a person says Mashav Ruach, that's not going to be an issue. But then he continues and says that Amar Mayur HaGeshem, so then Mavzir and Isai. If you say Mayur HaGeshem, so his Lashon is Mavzir and Isai. See what that means, Mavzir and Isai. But he says if a person says, if he mentions Geshem, so then already Mavzir and Isai. So Rashi, the way most Rishonim understand, is that Machzir and Oisai means that you have to go back to the beginning of the Bracha, you have to go back to the beginning of Ate Gibor. The Mordechai has an issue with this, though. The Mordechai is in Siman Taf Reish Yud Beis, and the Mordechai is bothered that why should you have to, what are you going to gain by going back to the beginning of Ate Gibor? The Pashas is that, since you mentioned Geshem during the summer, and Geshem during the summer is a Siman Klala, that's why Rashi of Masver, that Geshem during the summer is a Siman Klala. So since you mentioned this klala, it's like Kilo, you gave a curse, so now you have to go back to the beginning of Ata Gibor. But ask the Mordechai, you gave the curse already. The curse was said and done. So now you gave the curse. You said the bracha of Ata Gibor. The problem was that you also mentioned Geshem, you also said this curse. So now what are you going to do? You're going to go back to the beginning of Ata Gibor. You're going to say Ata Gibor again. What do you gain from that? You're just going to say the same bracha. You said the bracha. The problem is that you said the curse. You can't take back the curse. Once you gave the klala, so to speak, you mentioned Geshem, you can't take that back by just saying the bracha again. So I asked the Mordechai, what's the pshat Rabbi Chanina that you go back to the beginning of Ata Gibor? So because of this kasha, the Mordechai he learns the whole Gemara Shloi Kipshuta. The Mordechai says, I'm not sure exactly how to fit it into the words. Maybe someone has an idea. He says Kalaymar Gayarin Boy, that we yell at the guy. The guy who says, the guy who mentioned Geshem and is at the Gibor, we yell at him. Boy, we make him acha. Shul yoyimar yoyser. He shouldn't say it again. That's how that fits into the words. Machzir and yoyser.
So mashleach tzibur, take him down from the yamun.
Right. Well, if it's a yachid, look, no one even knows.
It has to be shleach tzibur.
Well, first of all,
how would you know?
Right.
But the Gemara, that Rav Chanina doesn't seem to be speaking specifically about a chazan.
Yeah, but it's responding to talking about the anatzeres. When you start with a chazan, it's true, and this was fired, adds more at all. That wasn't done yet at that time. The more discussed it. You can if you want. It wasn't the stam the way that the tzibur would do it.
So you said, what if I learned that the Gemara is talking about the chazan?
Yeah,
that was maybe that's what you have to say. And otherwise, it's even still, the words mafzira naisai, that means that. It is not meaning that we tell him to go back. We don't tell the chazan to go down. Mafzir and Isai is going on, telling us to exist. Isai is going on the chazan. We're mafzir the chazan. So instead of mafzir and Isai, I guess, on Shemin Esar, on the bracha, that's that he learned is going on the chazan. Yeah. You have to say something. But that's the way the Mordechai learns the Gemara, because of this kasha, that what you gain by going back, you said the klal already, so there's nothing to gain by going back to the beginning of the bracha. Yeah, you have to say something.
But his etza can only apply if you know
right.
The person said it, which you wouldn't know.
If you have someone who very loudly.
So it can't send him a tzitz.
Right. The Karbnasana points out that Rashi seems to answer the kasha already. Rashi seems to have burned this kasha. The lesson of Rashi, when he explains why you refute him and asks why you go back to the beginning of Atik Yibur, he says, Kevin Deva Mitra. He says, because since you mentioned rain, says the Ba'a Mitra, but since you mentioned rain, so therefore, says Rashi, you didn't dive in the Tfila Kahiga. Rashi says that because it's a Simon Klala, this is what the Karman Nathanael points out, that that's the Pshadim Rashi, Karman Nathanael in the beginning in the, on the Rush, in Simon Aleph, Aizvav. He says that that Rashi is coming to answer that it's not the pshat that because it's a siman klala, that's why you have to go back. Because it's a siman klala, therefore this isn't the proper nusa. So now you didn't daven atta, you didn't say a proper atta gibur. So you have to go back to the beginning of atta gibur to say atta gibur properly. Not because you said a curse, now you have to go. I mean, if you want to be really accurate, I don't know if it's one of the questions on the test today, but if someone say, would ask, why do you have to go back to the beginning of atta gibur? It's not accurate to say because you said a klala. Because it's a klala, that's why this is not the proper nusach of atta gibur. Now that you said it with the klala, when you said it with Geshem, so now you didn't say a proper atta gibur. So go back to the beginning of atta gibur and say it's tfilas kahayga, and now daven the proper tfila. That's the way the Karman Asana learns Rashi to answer up the Mordechai's kasha, that's why it helps to go back to the beginning of atta gibur. Because your whole tefillah, your whole bracha of Atta Gibur wasn't proper. Go back, and now you'll have a proper Atta Gibur. And that's the mindset. That's the way we pass again. Is like Rashi, not like the Mordechai. We learned the Gemara Kipshuta that if a person mentioned Geshem, we'll see exactly in which scenarios. But going back means to go back to the beginning of the bracha. He has to go back to the beginning of Atta Gibur. There's an interesting kasha from the Ran. The Ran asks that, you know, Rashi mentions the fact that the reason why it's not a tefillah kahaygan is because you mentioned Geshem, and Geshem in the summer is a Simen Klala. We learned already in the Gemara, it's really a Mishnah later. The Gemara brings the Mishnah, though, that it says that Yatza Nisan, the Yardu Geshamim, it's a Simen Klala. The Lashon of the Mishnah is that once Nisan ends and it rains, that's a Simen Klala. So which means that until tomorrow being the last day of Nisan, so it's not really a Simen Klala if it rains. Rain is only Yatza Nisan, the Yardu Geshamim, it's a Simen Klala. So after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, from after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, from the first day of Iyar and onwards, fine, I understand. If you mentioned Geshem, so you didn't daven, you mentioned this klala, you didn't say a tefillah kahayigen, you have to go back. Fine, that's understandable. But during these 2 weeks, from when we stop saying Masha Baruah, when I say Masha Baruah throughout the year, I mean to mention Geshem. The words Masha Baruah is not problematic; it's the Geshem part. But if a person, well, from these first 2 weeks that we stop saying Masha Baruah, there should be no reason to go back to the beginning of the bracha. It's not a siman klala during these 2 weeks until tomorrow. So the Ran asks this kasha, and the Ran said it's a loy plug, that since mostly during the summer, Geshem is a siman klala. Since from the entire summer months, from Pesach until Sukkot, until Shmini Atzeres, Geshem is a siman klala. So therefore, and during those months, it would make sense that you didn't have the tefillah kahayigen, you have to repeat Atta Gibur. So therefore, even during these 2 weeks, even until tomorrow, even though you would think you didn't say a siman klala, still it's a loy plug that you have to go back.
We'll jump the gun a little bit just to point out an interesting halacha, and that is like this: that the Mishnah says that we continue omitting Geshem until Musaf of Shemini Atzeres. Until Musaf of Shemini Atzeres, only once we get to Musaf of Shemini Atzeres, that's when Klal Yisrael is going to start mentioning Geshem again. Now, why do we wait until Musaf? Why not by Maariv of Shemini Atzeres? Shacharis, the whole Shemini Atzeres is this man of Geshem. So why are we waiting until Musaf? So the Bavli doesn't discuss this, but the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Tainus does. The Yerushalmi says that the reason why we don't start by Maariv, the reason why we don't start mentioning Masha Baruch by Maariv of Shemini Atzeres, is because in those times, at least, not everybody made it to Shul by Maariv. And so those that didn't make it to Shul, they wouldn't necessarily remember to start saying Masha Baruch. Those that made it to Shul, they'll make an announcement before Maariv, say Masha Baruch. But those that didn't make it to Shul, they're not going to hear the announcement. They're not going to know about it. And they're going to continue omitting Geshem. If we do that, it's going to be Agudai Sagudai. So there's going to be some people saying Geshem, some people not saying Geshem. And therefore, we push it off and we don't start by Maariv of Shemini Atzeres because of this practical consideration.
What
about saying Talamata Levracha? So I believe when the Rishonim already, when maybe it's the Magen Avraham, speaks out that since anyways Klal Yisrael is divided by Vesein Talamata Levracha, because anyways, Chutz La'aretz starts for now, December 4th or 5th, 6 days after the Tkufas Tishrei and in Eretz Yisrael, they start Zayin Teshuvin. So you see already from Chazal that we were okay with there being a Gudais by Shelas Gesham. But by Haskaras Gesham, where everyone is supposed to be on the same page, so to start by Maariv, we don't want there to be a Gudais, so we don't start by Maariv. So why not start by Shacharis? So the Yishami, I believe there was two shitas. The shita of Rav Pedas is basically on the same idea, on the same line of thought. He says that by Shacharis you can't make an announcement right before Shemini Atzeres, because by Shacharis you can't be mafsik ben gula l'tefila. Since we mentioned we have gula and we have tefila, so you can't be mafsik ben gula l'tefila. You can't make an announcement right before Shemini Atzeres. If you don't make an announcement right before Shemini Atzeres, technically you could before you start Shacharis. Right? By then people are going to forget it. And you're going to have the same issue of a Gudai. Some people are going to remember, some people are not going to remember. So therefore, we don't start by Shacharis. It's
difficult to understand because we, in the Yerushalmi Pasuk Dishon, we pass in that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is no Chiyuv Smichut Gula Tefillah. So for the importance of the Tefillah, you should be able to interrupt and make an announcement.
I'm unaware. But that's what Yerushalmi says, that you can't be mafsek ben gula tefilas. Therefore, you can't start by Shacharis mentioning Geshem. So Yerushalmi says, therefore, the first time that we're able to make this announcement and get everyone on the same page and start mentioning Geshem is by Musaf of Shemini Atzeres. And that's what's brought the halacha, that we wait until Musaf. Agav, that's the pshat by Pesach. So those that say Meir Tal, they started already by Musaf of Shemini, the first day of Pesach. Those that don't say Meir Natal, the reason why Ashkenazim and Chutzlaritz, you don't say Meir Natal, the reason why we wait until Mincha to start leaving out Geshem is because by Musaf you can't make an announcement. Because the only announcement that you can make is that we're stopping to say Geshem. To make an announcement that we're going to stop praising Hashem that he gives us rain. That already sounds like you're being a Kafwe Toiv in the Chassid of Hashem. So that already, that's not like a proper announcement to make, that we're not Stop thanking Hashem for the Geshem. And therefore, there's no announcement to make by Musaf. The only thing you could do is you wait until the Chazan says Tfilas Tal. You wait until the Chazan says Masha Baruch Amir Tal. That's the announcement. And then by Mincha, that's when Ashkenazim then stops saying Masha, mentioning Geshem. By Mincha, now that you heard the announcement by Chazar Sashat of Musaf, why not just have that by Shacharis? Have the Chazan by Shacharis do the same thing. Sarachin. But that's the Pshat in the minute. So being that this is just a practical thing, going back to Shemini Atzeres, normally we said if you mention Geshem during the summer, you have to go back. Which again, we'll get to soon what going back means. But you have to go back to the beginning of the Brach. Really, on Shemini Atzeres, on Leil Shemini Atzeres, you're already supposed to start mentioning Geshem. It's a practical thing that we don't mention Geshem because not everyone's in Shul. Or by Shacharis, similar idea, because you can't make an announcement. Because it's just a practical thing, the Paiskim, or the early Achrayim, the Mishabura brings it from the Nesivus. It's already also Rav Elgazi, Shammai Tzibur, the Chidag, Kavachayim, Mishabura, they all bring it. That if a person would say, would mention Geshem by Maariv or Shacharis or Shemini Atzeres, so then he wouldn't have to repeat Shemini Atzeres. Because really, that's when you're supposed to mention Geshem. It was just because of a practical thing that we don't. So being that really it is his man already to start mentioning Geshem, they say even that would be an exception to this rule from our Gemara. Even though Rav Hanina says if you mention Geshem, you have to go back. If you mention Geshem on Leil Shmini Atzeres or on Shachar Shmini Atzeres, you didn't get the memo that we waited until Musaf. So then you don't have to go back to anything because really Be'etzem that is his man to mention Geshem and it's just a practical thing that we push it off until Musaf.
Does that also apply the other way around?
It does.
By Pesach?
Yeah. If a person leaves out Geshem, if a person would leave out Geshem already by Mariv of Leil Pesach, Leil Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, or by Shachars, or Musaf according to the Minhag of the Ramah, then you do not have the Sabura and the Kavachim as well. They both bring, then you would not need to repeat. For those that say Mar Natal, it's not really Negev. For those that say Mar Natal, if you left out Geshem, the only reason would be probably because you're saying Mar Natal. The halacha is that if you say Mar Natal, you never have to repeat an answer. Even on this, even during the winter, when you're supposed to say, when you're supposed to mention Geshem, so this is actually interesting. The lashon of the Rav Chanina in the Gemara is b'maisa Geshamim lo yamar mashav aruach ein machzir neisai. Okay, that's ruach. Lo yamar mayor to Geshem machzir neisai. Lashon of Rav Chanina is that if you don't mention Geshem during the winter, you have to go back. So it sounds like even if you say mayor, it doesn't matter. Yushalmi says brings I think even from Rav Chanina himself that it's only if you didn't say mayor to tal. But if you said Mayur Tal, then you don't have to go back. And the Rif brings in, and the Rishayim Tomo, right, it seems like it's against the Ba'avli. But the Ma'avli, that's the halacha, is that during the winter, if a person says Mayur Tal, even when he's supposed to say, when he's supposed to mention Geshem, he doesn't go back. And therefore, for those that say Mayur Tal, the Shaila is not Nageya, really, on the first day of Pesach. But for those that don't say Mayur Tal, so then, yes, in a Hanami would be Nageya, and the halacha is the same. Fine. So now going back to Rabbi Hanina's statement. So he says that if a person mentions Geshem during the summer, during these months now, so he's Mahzir and Isa. So the Rush explains that this is Dafka if you remember it in the middle of the Bracha. It's Dafka if you remember it if you're still in the middle of Atagibur. So then you go back to the beginning of and you mentioned Mashbar Marita Geshem, Marita Goshem, whatever you say. So then you go back to the beginning of the Bracha. But if you already finished the Bracha, if you already finished Atagibur, which we'll also have to discuss what exactly is the definition of finishing. But if you finished at the Gibur, so then the Rush says, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shemayin Aser. If once you finish at the Gibur, the first three brachas of Shemayin Aser are like one. So once you finish the bracha, then you have to go back. Going back would then mean to the beginning of Shemayin Aser. According to Mishnah Berurah, you do not have to repeat Hashem Sosai Tiftach. You just go back and you start right away with the first bracha. I heard from my Rabbi Rabbi Yaakov Hillel that Alpi Kabbalah, so for Sfardim who keep things Alpi Kabbalah, then you are supposed to repeat Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. And the Rosh Hashanah says that as well. The Rosh Hashanah and Kuf Yedal and Tiftach. So he says that Linira, that you are supposed to repeat Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, but the Pesach in the Mishnah Berurah is that you do not repeat Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. Even according to the Mishnah Berurah, Maisha is the Truva, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Isha Yisrael is quoted as saying that even according to the Mishnah Berurah, that you don't have to repeat Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, that's only in this case, where you finish at the Gibor and now you have to go back. But if a person finished this whole Shemayin Esrei, and now Imamish has to daven a whole new Shemayin Esrei, then even the Mishnah Berurah would agree that when you repeat Shemayin Esrei, then already you should say it with Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. It's only if you caught your mistake right away at the end of at the Gibor, then you don't.
You made a mistake in the Talmud that your Hashem Sfasai Tiftach was not said at the So you're going back because you didn't even say it.
Fun is that I wouldn't say fun is back, but yeah. There's a shayla, it's probably only gay for those that say Marita Tal. For those that say Marita Tal, so there's a shayla, if you remember, the last day a person says, Mashavaruch Marita, say for now, Geshem, Mashavaruch Marita Geshem, and he remembers Taikhide Deeper that he's not supposed to mention Geshem. So could you just quickly fix it by just quickly saying Marita Tal? Is that like erase the Geshem that he mentioned? For those that don't say Mar Natal, I'm not sure if there's any way to really go back and erase it. But for those that say
you could say Mar Natal, even though it's not normally a minhag.
Right. Yeah. In a Hanami. So the place we discussed if that would work. Is that erase the fact that you mentioned Geshem? Well, myself, Rabbi Yashiv and Yishei Yisrael is quoted as saying that it does work, but Rabbi Tzin Avishol and Rabbi Zalman and others are quoted as saying that it does not work, that you should go back to the beginning of the keyboard.
Why would it be different than Hamalach HaKadosh?
That what?
To switch it.
But if a person said HaKel HaKadosh, you quickly say Hamalach HaKadosh.
It could be that it's because both things are appropriate things to say at this point. So if Hamalach HaKadosh completely replaces HaKel HaKadosh, you say HaKel HaKadosh, Yehamelech is correcting it, but here you could be
one
adding
time a year.
You could be adding two different shvachos and not really essential parts of the tefillah. The Chum add them in to make them essential, not essential part of the tefillah. But you say both. You say, "Oh, mashvachah melechachem umorid atol." It's as if you said umorid atol. That could be the svara of those who hold you can't.
Sounds good. Fine. So the place we discussed, though, what happens if you realize your mistake right after you said Baruch Atah Hashem? You said Baruch Atah Hashem, you're about to finish out the Gibur, and you said Baruch Atah Hashem, you're about to say Mechayim Meithim, and then you realize that you mentioned Yeshem in the Bracha. So the Prima Gadim, if I believe he's specific about it, Lamaisa, he comes out of Chumrah, that then you have to start over Shmaneser. Because then already it's like you finished out the Gibur, then you have to finish Shmaneser. However, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Kavachayim both bring from earlier Achrayim, I believe it's the Shalmei Tzibur as well, that in such a case, you should say the Pasuk HaTehillim, you should say Al-Medeinu Kukatha, and this way prevents you from having to daven to say more brachos. It'll make it that now you said the Pasuk HaTehillim in the middle of your Shmaneser, which I guess they're fine with that. You said Baruch HaTashem Al-Medeinu Kukatha. And then, at least this way, you're still in the bracha, you're still in the middle of Atah Gibur, and then you go back to the beginning of Atah Gibur, and in this way, you don't have to say any additional brachas. Shar Tzion, the Mishnah Berurah, and Shar Tzion is specific. If, let's say, a person said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechaye, now could you then switch that and say, Lamdei Nifukato? Or once you already said Mechaye, you already started the Chasimah Bracha, now already it doesn't help to do that. That's the Mishnah Berurah, and Sabbath Kavan, and Sat Machriya. If a person just said, Baruch Atah Hashem, and then he chapped his mistake, so then the halacha is that he should say Lam Deinu Kukatha, and then go back to Atah Gibur. The Rosh and the Mordechai both bring from the Ravya. The Ravya brings it from a Gemara in Brachos on Memtasim Abayis by the halachas of Yalav Yavai, that if as long as you didn't start the next bracha, you're still considered as being in the previous bracha. So even if a person said Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Esim, if he didn't yet start Atah Kadosh, he's still considered. This is applying to Rav Yeh already. The Gemara Brachas is talking about by Maidim, or in benching, by Atay Bameitiv, if a person forgot Yalav Yavai. But the Rav Yeh seems to prove from their Yisai that anytime you didn't start the next Bracha, you're still considered as holding in the previous Bracha. A lot of Rishonim argue on the Rav Yeh, on applying this to any other area of Halacha. But Lamaisa, the Rav Yeh, during the winter months, has brought Lahalacha. There's a person who forgot to say Mashiva Ruach, and he remembered only after he finished Atah Gibur. So the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rav Yeh that you could just insert Mashiva Baruch Amarit Hashem at the end of Atah Gibur and then continue with Atah Kadosh. It's the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Shabur and Bir Halacha brings that there's a lot of Rishonim that argue on the Rav Yeh. It's not just Tam Sum. Many Rishonim argue on the Rav Yeh, and he's very hesitant to rely on this Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, but ultimately he seems to say that you can't argue this is the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch, and this is where we're going to go with. But that's the Rav Yeh brings it from. He's based off of Gemara and Brachos, that he applies it now to during the winter. If a person forgot to mention Geshem, so even if you finish Atah Gibur, you could just put it in between Atah Gibur and Atah Kadosh, and then you continue with Atah Kadosh. The Bach and Elia Rabba extend the Rav Yeh also to the summer. That if a person said he mentioned Geshem and Atah Gibur, and he realized his mistake after he said Baruch Hashem Mechayim Nisim, before he started Atah Kadosh. So it's considered like you're still in the bracha of Atah Gibur, and you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. You can just go back to the beginning of Atah Gibur. That's what the Bach and Eli Rabbah say. So it's like an extension of the Eli Rabbah, of the Rav Yeh. On this already, the Mishnah Berurah is chaylik. The Mishnah Berurah says he has a lot of different serufim why he doesn't think that we should be saimich on this. First of all, like we mentioned, there's a lot of Rishonim that argue on the Rav Yeh. They don't agree with the Rav Yeh to this whole Yesod that you're still considered in the previous Bracha so long as you hadn't start the next Bracha. V'aid, we didn't mention this, but the Rambam, we mentioned the Rosh is Mechad. The Rosh says that you're still in the middle of Atah Gibur, then you just go back to the beginning of Atah Gibur. If you finish Atah Gibur, then you go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. The Rambam, when he brings this Halacha, the Beis Yosef, when he makes this Diyuk from the Rambam, that the Rambam is not Mechale. The Rambam just said that if a person mentioned Geshem during the summer, he has to start over Shmoneh Esrei. He seemed to have learned Rabbi Chanina that you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. There's no time that you just start over Atah Gibur. You always start from the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei if you mention Geshem during the summer. So now there's a Rambam who holds that you can never go back to the beginning of Atah Gibur. And the Gra Paskins like the Rambam. The Gra's Chalik on the Shulchan Aruch And the Grub Haskins like the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch says, the Lamaisa, the Rav Yon, the Rush are both explicit that you could just go back to the beginning of the bracha. The Rambam never said it explicitly. He's just it's a stimas l'shayna. So the Beis Yosef says, okay, we'll go like the Rush and we'll go like the Rav Yon. But the Grub Haskins like the Rambam. So says the Mishnah Berurah. First of all, many Rishonim don't go like this Rav Yon. That if you finish the bracha, as long as you haven't started you didn't start the next bracha yet, you're still considered holding the previous bracha. A lot of Rishonim are chaylik on that. Second of all, you have the Rambam, who the Grub Haskins like. The Rambam says that that seems to say that you always go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. And I believe he has a third serif also. Ostam, he says the stimas lashna shulchan aruch seems to be not like the Rav Yeh over here. Besides the fact that a lot of Rishonim are chaylik on the whole yisaid of the Rav Yeh, the shulchan aruch by the summer doesn't mention anything about this. That if you mention Geshem and you haven't started yet at the Kaddish, that you could still go back to the beginning of at the Gibor. The Shulchan Aruch sounds like as soon as you finish that, the Gibor, you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. So you have the Stimas Lashon and Shulchan Aruch during the summer is mashma that this doesn't help you. You have the whole, a lot of Rishonim who are chalik on the whole Yisrael of the Rav Yah even during the summer, even during the winter rather. And you have the Rambam who seems to say that you always go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. So this already, the Bir Halacha says, this is already too much. And he says in such a case, you have to start over Shmoneh Esrei. Such a case of a person realized after he finished the bracha of Atta Gibor, even though during the winter it could help to insert right then and there Mashav Ruach. During the summer, if a person said Mashav Ruach and he only realized his mistake after concluding the bracha of Atta Gibor, that already the Mishnah Berurah says is too much. That already you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. The Kaf Chaim uses it as like a suffix, or he uses it as a suffix brachas, and therefore he says to continue on in Shmoneh Esrei. Now, we find this you cite a few times in a few different areas of Halacha and Hilchos Shmoneh Esrei that when you have Safik Bracha, so we say continue Shmoneh Esrei. And the cash always is that why the Safik Brachas tell you to continue Shmoneh Esrei? You're not really getting out of the Safik Brachas. Meaning, what's the Kavach HaYim want you to do? He wants you now to just go back to the beginning of Atta Gibor instead of repeating Shmoneh Esrei. To be Saimich on the back and on the Eli Rabo, because Safik Brachas will be Saimich on them. Instead of starting the whole Shmoneh Esrei over, just go back to the beginning of Atta Gibor. Okay, but then you're going to go back to the beginning of Atta Gibor, and then all your subsequent brachas are all going to be suffix brachas also, because there's a tzad that maybe you missed the first brachas from Esra.
The situation is that he's saying you should continue.
Yeah, so it means go back to Atta Gibor and then just continue.
Should go
back. Yeah, that you have to do because you mentioned Geshem. So, but the Shaila was, is it enough to go back to Atta Gibor, or do you have to start Shmoneh Esrei over? So the Kav HaChaim says, I'll suffix brachas, just go back to the beginning of Atta Gibor. The question is that you're right, they're getting yourself involved in Safik Brachas. And every bracha now of your entire Shmoneh Esrei is gonna be Talia and Machlekes, it's gonna be Safik Brachas.
So it's the Machlekes of Shon Zalman and pretty much all the other Achronim. The Gemara says that if you're not sure that where you are in Shmoneh Esrei, you go to the point where you're sure. Almost everyone interprets that to mean go up to the last possible place that you're sure you didn't say. Shon Zalman says no. Then you might be skipping brachas and the whole Shmoneh Esrei is gone. It must mean that you go back to the point, to the last point that you're sure you did say and continue from there. And everyone else doesn't hold like it, which indicates that, no, we're not concerned for this.
Right. Now the question is just why? The question is why? Why aren't we concerned for the Safik brachas of all the of all your next following brachas of your Shmoneh Esrei? So this is what you said. I believe the Stipler says that. I saw it in Or Letzion from Rav Tzina Vashol, but I believe the Stipler says that as well, somewhere to Yaakov, maybe in brachas. They say Yisai that when we say Safik brachas lahakil, there's two ways you can understand why we say Safik brachas akula. One way is to say it's because of the chumrah of leisisa, because of the chumrah of the isser of bracha levatala. So we say that when it comes to bracha, Safik brachas akula, don't make the bracha again. Another way to understand it, it's just the regular din of Safik derabana lakula, just a fancy way of saying Safik derabana lakula berchas anen in a derabana, and Safik brachas lahakil just means Safik derabana lakula. The riot to say like the second sad is that Yerushalmi says right in the beginning of Mesachas Brachos, Mitzbrah Allah and Shulchan Aruch, that when it comes to benching, which is the Raisa, so Safik Bireh, Safik Loi Bireh, we say Chayzer Muvar. By benching, we take a say to bench again. We don't say that because of the Chaymer of Brachla Batala, don't bench again. There we say Safik the Raisa L'chumra. We say that benching is the Raisa, and you have to go back to the, and you have to bench. If a person is specific, if he benched, he has to bench again. So it sounds like the reason why typically by Brachos, we say Safik Brachos L'Hakul, is really just because of Safik Darabban Lakula. If it's because of Safik Darabban Lakula, so then already, any time a person has a Safik Brachas, we could say that Safik Darabban Lakula tells us that now we have a Psak that you're doing the right thing. Safik Darabban Lakula is telling you to Nem on a certain Psak. It's not saying just because of the chumrah of the isra of leisisa, don't get involved. Then already, then that safek bracha will continue on throughout the rest of your shemini esrei. If we assume that it's because safek darbanan lekula, so then when you go back to the beginning of Atei Gibor, the pshat is because we're naming on that that's the halacha. Safek darbanan lekula is telling us to name on that that's the halacha. Once we're naming on that that's the halacha, you don't have safek bracha going on further in the rest of your shemini esrei. That's just dama hesber in the halacha. But that's what my halacha. Again, just to recap with that. So the person remembered that he said that he mentioned Geshem after concluding Atei Gibor, so that the Bach and Eli Rabba, they bring based off of the Ravya that it helps to just go back to the beginning of Atei Gibor. You don't have to start over Shemini Esrei. It's still considered like you're in the middle of Atei Gibor, in which case the halacha is that you could just go back to the beginning of Atei Gibor. The Mishnah Berurah says there's too many things that this is naming on. We're going against the Rambam, the Pashas of the Shulchan Aruch, and all the Rishonim who argue on the Rav Yah even by the winter. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah says not to be Saimich on the Bach and Eli Rabba. The Mishnah Berurah says if a person remembers after concluding Atei Gibor, so then he has to go back to the beginning of Shemini Esrei. According to the Kav HaChaim, a person could just go back to Atei Gibor and then continue from there. One last nidain is the Yerushalmi also, it's also not brought in the Bavli, but the Yerushalmi cites Rabbi Yochanan, who says that what happens if a person's not sure with a person, especially very common these few weeks, right, when we're, you know, start the Nusach change, that we're stopping to mention Geshem. So what happens if a person, he davens and he doesn't remember what he said, doesn't remember if he mentioned Geshem or not? So the Yerushalmi says that within 30 days, so a person is used to saying whatever it is that he was saying until now. So within 30 days after Pesach, so that would mean going until, I guess, Mincha of Yud Aleph Iyar, another 2 weeks and change. Going until that Mincha, you would have to assume, or really even longer, meaning because if you only started the Nusaf change by Musaf or by Mincha on the first day of Pesach, even longer. But with 30 days, oh, no, we'll get back to that. The Yishalmi says 30 days, which 30 days would mean from the first day of Pesach, which is Tesvav Nisan, which would mean until Yudal Nisan. So until the end of Yudal Nisan, a person would have to, Yudal Iyar, a person would have to assume that he mentioned Geshem, because that's what he's used to saying. Starting by Mariv of Tesvav Iyar, that's already now the 31st day. So then already he could assume that he left out Geshem, and he would not need to repeat Shemini Esrei or go back to the beginning of Atei Gibor. That's what Yerushalmi says, and it's brought by Halacha, both by the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. The Rama and the Darkei Moshe in the beginning of Kuf Yedalit, so the Rama says that 30 days is lapped out. The Rama says that when the Yerushalmi says 30 days, it doesn't really mean 30 days. It really means 90 tefillas. It really means that it takes 90 tefillas. And the truth is that in 30 days, there's more than 90 tefillas because of all the different times that we have Musaf, especially during the summer when we go through the whole Pesach with this Musaf change, and there's a lot of days with Musaf. There's a lot of days with Musaf. So really 30 days has many more than 90 tefillahs. The Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah says it's really tally in the number of 90. It's tally in 90 tefillahs. Once a person has 90 tefillahs, so that's already when he gets used to the Musaf change. So exactly what are these numbers of 30 and 90? We'll discuss that in a different year later on in the Masechta. When it talks about, we'll discuss the Eitz of the Maharim of Rutenberg to say it 100, to say 90 times, to get used to the Nusach change. But so the Rama says it's not really Tali in 30 days, it's really Tali in 90 Tfilas. Now, 90 Tfilas ends really much earlier than 30 days when it comes to Askaris Keshamim, because like we said, there's all the different days that you have Musaf. I made the Cheshbon, it could be I made a mistake exactly in the Cheshbon, but the Cheshbon I made is that 90 Tfilas ends this coming up Shabbos, which is Yud Beis Iyar. So it's a few days earlier, a couple days earlier. And then exactly when 90 tefillahs hit, you hit 90 tefillahs, is going to depend on, first of all, if you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael or Ben Chutz La'aretz, whether or not you had a Yom Tov Sheni, two Yom Tov Shenis, because those days there's an extra Musaf. And it's also going to depend on whether or not you started the Nusaf change by Musaf or by Mincha. Depending on those factors, it's going to end, you're going to hit 90 either by Shacharis, Musaf, or Mincha of this coming up Shabbos. Until Shachar, or Musaf, or Mincha, depending on if you can make the cheshbon on exactly where you're coming from, so you're gonna hit 90 until this coming Shabbos. If a person's not sure what he said, he's gonna have to repeat Shemini Esrei because he's not sure. Misafik, he has to assume that he mentioned Geshem from Musaf or Mincha or Mariv or Matzei Shabbos. Again, depending on where he's from, That's when already he could assume that he got used to the nusach change, and he could stop saying, and he could stop saying, he doesn't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Mamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings that the Gra held 30 days. The Gra held the Yerushalmi was dafka, it meant 30 days. 30 days, not Derma, who says it's probably 90 tefillas. And Lamaisa, that the Mishnah Berurah says that it should be considered like a case of suffix brachas, which again is going to have the same issue that we spoke about before. But the Mishnah Berurah says that it should be considered like a case of suffix brachas. And Rosh Hashanah points out, I believe, yeah, Rosh Hashanah points out, so it's interesting based off the Rosh Hashanah that you mentioned, that Rosh Hashanah points out that even if a person remembers in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, even if a person right after he finishes Atta Gibur, he realizes, oh, what did I say? He doesn't remember what he said. The Mishnah Berurah says Safik Brachos. Again, this case of Safik Brachos is going to be Negeah from Shabbos until Wednesday, maybe Tuesday, until the end of Yedalot Iyar. That's when you'll have this, that's going to be Tali and this Machlekes between the Ramah and the Gra, about if it's Tali in 30 days or 90 Tefillas. And the Mishnah Berurah says, in such a case, you always have to just assume the earlier Shir. So you're going to have to assume it's like Shabbos and assume that you said the proper Nusach. Rosh Shlomo Zalman points out that that's even if you remember in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Even if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you realize, oh, I don't remember what I said. I don't remember if I mentioned Geshem or not. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, continue on and continue davening Shmoneh Esrei. Assume like the Ramah, that's Tali 90 Tefillas, because that's the earlier Shir, and the Sabi Brachos Ha'akel, and continue davening Shmoneh Esrei. Don't go back to the beginning. By Shelos Geshamim, it happens to be the reverse. By Shelos Geshamim, you really hit 30 days before you hit 90 Tefillas. Because by Shelos Geshamim, you have the whole Pesach where you don't have, or at least all the days of Yom Tov, where you don't have Berachas Hashanim. You don't have a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. You have all the different Shabbases that you don't have a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. So then, depending on if you're a Ben Chutzlar, it's a Ben Eretz Yisrael. A Ben Eretz Yisrael hits 90 on Chaf Iyar, and a Ben Chutzlar, if I made the Cheshbon correctly, hits 90 by Chaf Beis Iyar, like by Mincha of both. Then he hits it by Chaf Beis. It's an extra 2 days because of the extra 2 days of Yom Tov that Ben Chutzlar have. So you hit 90 2 days later. You hit it only on Chav Beis Iyar, even later. And again, the Mishnah Berurah holds Safik Brachos Ha'akel. You always have to assume the earlier Shir. So by Shelas Geshamim, you're going to nem on like the Gra. And by Mashav Aruach, you're going to nem on like the Ramah, that it's Tali in 30 days. Because that's Tali 90 Tefillos, because that's the earlier Shir.
It's 30 days is the earlier
Shir
by the same
brother. Right. By Shelas Geshamim, 30 days is the earlier Shir, and by Askaris Geshamim, so the 90 Tefillos is the earlier Shir.
Maybe I wasn't.